Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the North Shore 9 postgame show powered by Primanti Brothers. I'm Neil. I'm here with Doug. Doug, how are you? Aren't you so happy we got to watch our favorite baseball team play today?
Oh, I mean, I'm just thrilled. I mean, there was a time in my life where I did not have such access. You know, I was living in places like Boston and Chicago. You know, it just you just couldn't turn it on and see it every day. And What a joy and privilege it is. We live in this age of wonder to see Ross Stripling get his first win in 2 years, to see the woeful Oakland A's get their first sweep of the season. I mean, you know, there was improvement today. Henry Davis put a ball in play for the first time since last Wednesday when he hit into a double play. So, you know, this is, I mean, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is must see TV. I mean, it is so bad that it's almost entertaining. Like, it is.
It's just unbelievable that it's gone on like this. I mean, again, you would think that you could bring up some guys from Greensboro, and just by dumb luck, just by having some athletic ability, would just. You know, run into a hit with somebody on base. Just, I mean, man. I mean, today I guess we can take some joy that they actually put people on base. I mean, they struck out with the bases loaded, but they did actually have the bases loaded. I don't remember seeing a guy get past second base. And
well, this Pirates team is impressive because we are basically tied with the Dodgers in terms of base runners this year. We clog the base paths, but we all swing pool noodles. And we so we lose 3-0, right? And the big story again, of course, is the offense. 0 runs. We get outscored by the Oakland Athletics 14-3 over 3 games. The Athletics throw out Ross Stripling. They throw out Joe Boyle, and they throw – I completely forget
who. Alex Wood.
Alex Wood. Absolute garbage pitching. Yeah.
Ross Stripling had not won a game in 2 years. He was 0-5 this year with an ERA of 4.98 coming into the game.
And he was nothing. He was the best pitcher we faced this series. He was the best one.
Right, and he certainly lived up to that today.
And here's the thing: you can get all these base runners. That's great, but here's the bottom line: some teams like the Guardians don't hit the ball hard, but they sell out for contact. They are contact above all else, and they score lots of runs. You could also sell out for power. It hit lots of home runs, but you strike out a lot. You know, teams do that, and that's okay. The Pirates strike out, are top five in strikeout, and only the Guardians and the Blue Jays hit the ball less hard than the Pirates. The offense at every level is disgusting. It's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if the reason I thought the Pirates would win more games than last year is because I thought, O'Neill Cruz will give us production at shortstop that we did not get last year. Mm-hmm. Henry Davis will give us production. You know, I was not worried about Henry Davis's his bat. We were worried about him behind the plate. And that seems unfairly so. But, right? I thought, okay, Triola will give us better production than we got, you know, for the whole season last year. Wrong. And then, you know, then we got worse in other positions. And then we have Jack Suwinski. And, I mean, you know, they say hitting is contagious. Clearly not hitting is also contagious. You know, we have Brian Reynolds, you know, striking out with the bases loaded, our only chance to sort of do anything in the game. It's frustrating. It's disgusting. It's, you know, and I guess if this happens for a week, you say, hey, things are going to balance out. You know, we scored 9 runs a game the first, you know, 4 or 5 game or whatever, you know, but I don't see any end in sight. I don't see this balancing out over the long season. This is, I mean, we are, you know, 10 and 18 in the month of April.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, if it's undefeated in March.
it sucks because you're right. It will balance out some. Like it, MLB teams, not even the worst ones, just don't stay this bad. It doesn't really happen. But every metric, everything, every stat indicates that the Pirates are not going to rebound and be a good offensive team. There's no star in this lineup. We have 4 or 5 guys just completely regressing compared to where they were last year. You know, and when Alika Williams and Joey Bart are your success stories, and they barely play, that's a problem.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, you know, Jack Suwinski, Henry Davis, O'Neill Cruz, Jared Triolo, like Michael A. Taylor, all of them are completely worthless at the plate right now. Well, Edward Olivares, we were so hyped for him. He looked great. And now he can't get on base. Like, there is no one on this team that really, besides, you know, Brian Reynolds struck out, but him and Connor Joe were the only people who can hold their heads high.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Brian Reynolds' OPS is 744 and Connor Joe's is 832.
Yeah.
So only Reynolds two is only slightly above average. You know, Connor Joe is definitely above average.
We scored 5 runs in a game once in the last 16. We lost that game. We lost that. That was 5 runs off of Freddie Peralta, and we lost that game. Like, this offense, it makes it no fun to watch. Like, you could even deal with a backslide like this if games were competitive. We're technically competitive, but the game sure don't feel competitive. I mean,
right. That, I mean, my feeling is, you know, after Quinn Priester gave up that 10 runs, that was 1 run. It was a solo shot. It just felt like 10 runs, right? You just felt like normally you would say, hey, Quinn Priester pitched well enough to win. Not on the Pirates. You know, he pitched well enough to win on any of the other 29 major league teams, but he did not pitch well enough to win on the Pirates. And he pitched he's the one somewhat bright spot in this game.
I mean, he wasn't fantastic. He wasn't fantastic, but that was a good start.
It's a quality start, 2 earned runs.
I forget which home run. I think it was the first one was just wind carried. I think that was unlucky.
Yeah.
The second one, you know, fair enough. That was a nuke. And then he didn't deserve to have that 3rd run come home. Like, he worked his way out of that. Right. And,
he did.
Errors abound and the Athletics take advantage. But Quinn Priester was fine today. Zero blame. I don't want to say that he was great because he wasn't.
No, but it was a quality start. And but he was all he we're was, expecting from Quinn Priester is to be our 5th starter. So if he gives me 6 innings and 2 earned runs and shoots, you know, throw in 1 unearned runs every outing, I'm thrilled. You know what I'm saying? That's fantastic. I mean, we're not expecting him to be an ace or you know, forget just a top 3 rotation guy. He's a 4 or 5 guy. He's And given what we saw from him last year, how he couldn't get through a lineup a second time around, this is, you know, great improvement, great growth, and it's encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, so
I mean, Priester, I said it's not his fault that the team doesn't score.
I mean, yeah, Quinn Priester was 6 runs, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, 2 home runs. Like, he did get beat by the long ball. You want to see him strike out more guys, probably limit the – but, like, again, like this, it's the same thing over and over again. The starting pitching gives you a chance to win, and the offense doesn't come through.
Theoretically, the starting pitching. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a normal, regular world where, you know, teams score 4 and 5 runs a game, you know, Quinn Priester pitched well enough to win. He's pitching for the most extended, you know, inept, woeful, you know, team and, you know, offensive team. And I mean, this has got to be historically bad. I don't know, we're talking dead ball era stuff here. This is some 1901, you know? It's awful. I don't know, you know, what they can do. I know, you know, there's some things I think they should do, but,
you know, I mean, and I think the big thing is that there's just no ability to take advantage of what the other team gave us. Like, David Bednar was fine tonight. He gave up a walk and a bloop single, but because the Athletics were advantages, like they took advantage of their opportunities, they got the insurance run. This offense does new things every day because we had Cruz gets a walk-off, a lead-off single. Lead-off single, right? There are 2 throwing errors on that inning. We scored 0 runs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oakland had 3 insane. Errors, I believe. Right.
Yeah. You know?
Was it 3 errors? I mean, you know, they made 3. They're a terrible team. They have a bunch of guys I've never heard of. You know, they had 4,000 people, which was the largest attendance of the series in the game. I mean, they are bad on so many levels. They swept us, and they swept us while playing sort of bad baseball, right? They were not playing. You know, they made 3 errors, and it doesn't matter. I mean, they feel like they're playing in a church softball league or something. It's like, we're out here for fun, you know?
Yeah,
and it is fun for them.
No urgency, you know, rowdy. And I don't really get why Cruz is being sent on contact there. Rowdy Tellez grounds into a terrible weak ground ball, like, and Brian Reynolds strikes out. Like, we were 0-for-7 today, 0-for-6 today. Sorry, 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. We were left 10 men on base. I think someone tweeted out over the homestand that over this road trip, we're 2-for-37 with runners in scoring position on this road trip.
I find shocking about that is that we've had 37 guys in scoring position, because it hasn't seemed like that, right? It seems like, you know, we get some random singles or random walks and the guy never advances past first base. But so we've had 37, you know, but 2-for-37.
We can get on base, but there is no power. There's no extra base hits. I mean, heck, when we get an extra base hit today, we get a triple, it gets called back. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
It was just like, you know, Cruz gets thrown out at home, but then Connor Joe after that, you know, he makes an immediate out, right? So he had even if he had not gotten thrown at home, he wasn't going to score. Yeah. I mean, it's
bleak. So 4 hits today for the Pirates offense, 4 walks, 0 runs. Only 5 strikeouts? Improvement?
I suppose.
But
all right, we've covered this offense. I think. I mean, there's just nothing else to say. Come back Friday and we'll have more nothing to say. Thankfully, the baseball gods are giving us a day off tomorrow.
Yeah. I really hope this plane ride for every single one of those offensive players is miserable. Every single one.
I thought you were going to say you were hoping the plane goes down, but
extreme. No. I want everyone just to be in a miserable mood on that 5-hour flight back to Pittsburgh because I'm sure in a miserable mood right now.
I'm just the only good thing for the only silver lining is I had plans to go to the weekend games in San Francisco and stay for the Monday game in Oakland to catch. I've never been to the it's Oracle Park, I think now. And I've never seen the Oakland Stadium and, you know, I'll never have another chance. But man, this would have just been dreadful to give up paid time off, spend money, buy plane tickets for, you know, to see them not get a hit with a runner in scoring position for the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been a fun trip, but
You might. I'll go see him in Sacramento. That's fine. I'll go to one of the Sacramento games in the next couple of years. It'll be great.
Yeah. It'll be very intimate as we. That's what it's yes. very intimate as we get smacked around 5-0.
I saw the Pirates play at Herschel Greer Stadium in Nashville once in a spring training game against the then Cleveland Indians, and it'll be something like that. You know, a few people there. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be a fun experience. Maybe it'll be good then. So we talked about Priester, perfectly fine outing from Priester, gives the Pirates a chance to win the game. Then we get Chapman for an inning, which I'm sorry, it's pissing me off. Even the good stuff is pissing me off because now Chapman decides to have a clean inning. Now Chapman decides to throw strikes. Like, out of all the times that we've needed Chapman over the past 2 weeks to make any sort of contact or to be good, he chooses now when we're down 3 runs.
Yeah, no hits, no walks, and it just didn't matter. Exactly. Yeah, you know,
he's supposed to be the guy who's been here.
Right. Like, right. Oh yeah, he's supposed to be. I don't want to say the leader of the bullpen necessarily, but right, he's certainly not supposed to be being fazed by runners on base or
Yep.
And he just loses his control and. Yeah, so he pitched fine today. I mean, and it's one of those things you can't even say is encouraging because it is his wildness. It's inconsistent, right? Pitching a clean inning today does not guarantee a good inning on Friday, you know?
No. So. Nope, and that's unfortunate because, like, you really want to, like, take some sort of positives out of this, but one inning from
a single Cruz is leading the league in errors. So, I mean, we just have – leader in something.
I think Teller should have caught that, but I'm also biased.
Yeah.
And then finally, David Bednar again cannot get a clean inning. He gives up another run. Not that it would have mattered.
Right.
But man, he's still not good.
No.
It's still not good from David Bednar. I mean, the walks are killing him. And to be entirely fair, that was a dinky single. Sure. That single he gave up that drove in the run, dinky single, 83 miles an hour off the bat.
Right.
But
yeah, we went through a phase with Mitch Keller, like, oh, it's only soft contact. Yeah, but it was 10 soft contacts. Right? Like, okay,
we got to reel this in so we don't get you on Mitch Keller again.
No. Like I said, there's nothing Mitch Keller can do. I don't, you know, 9-inning shutouts won't matter.
So. Yeah, but David Bednar gives up one run. The Pirates lose 4-0, swept by the Athletics, 1-5 on this West Coast trip. They fly back to Pittsburgh. They get a day off, like you mentioned, and then they play the Colorado Rockies. And man, if we can't win a series against the Rockies, it's going to be real. I don't think PNC Park's going to be a very fun place this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's going to be very hostile.
And it's such a shame, right? I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, filled with joy when you're going to see your team play, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, not more of this. Like, you know, do I really want to take, you know?
Yeah.
I was saying to Ryan last night, like, do you really want to take your 6-year-old to see the Pirates play? Like, he's not, you're not going to make him fall in love with baseball watching that, right? Hopefully he'll go out, you know, climb on some of the stuff they've got out there in the kids area and have a good time because man, this is no way to make a kid say, oh man, we've got to go back and see. That was so much fun, daddy. You know,
well, I mean, hey, maybe the kid will really be into the Instagrammable experience at PNC Park. He'll get a soft pretzel. He'll get his Instagram photo. I think that'll make him.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but you know, you're right. It's right. The Pirates, you know, even when they don't win, you know, you can get a good pretzel. So
we're a little early, but man, I don't have anything else to add about this game.
There's nothing right. You know, our chat people have agreed. You know what I'm saying? They're all rolling out that they're just copy and pasting the stuff they've put in there the past 3 weeks. I mean, none of us have any answers or anything new to say.
Unfortunately, Mike, I do not have a dog, but thank you. it's a shame because the season started off so good. We had so many exciting things to talk about, and now they lose at the same way every single night. It's impressive. Yeah. If the Pirates are one thing this year, they are consistent. Usually they find new and impressive new ways to lose every night. This year they are consistent.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's the thing. This terrible, terrible offense is kind of overshadowed. I mean, again, you can't make a lot of base running errors if you're not getting on base, right? You know, so yeah. I think some of our other flaws are just hidden and overshadowed by this terrible offense. But
Hopefully, Doug, by the time we are on the show again, whenever that may be, people have been fired, general manager. Anyone below him, that's fine. I don't care. I just need someone. Yeah. Someone needs to go. Someone needs to be sent down.
Something has to happen, right? You can't keep rolling this out saying this is fine the way it is. Something. Yeah. Something. Do something.
Yep. But we're just idiots in a podcast, so we don't know. We don't know what we're talking about, so.
Yeah.
We will leave it to the geniuses in the front office to figure out how we're going to get out of this one. But I think it's time to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Give Pirate Rosati has a request there, Neil.
No. No one's been able to answer this question. Choose any manager you like, any manager that you think is the best manager on earth, your favorite manager. How many more games do the Pirates win this year if another manager is in charge? If your answer is two, less than two or less, then I don't care. I legitimately don't care. Fire Andy Haynes, fire Ben Cherington, and if Derek Shelton needs to go, that's fine too. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready. Trade people, you know, whatever, you know, but something has to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'll throw a parade if they bring up Jake Lamb, and I know Jake Lamb stinks. Let me be clear. I do not think he's going to come and ignite the offense, but you know, I mean, are we just going to keep rolling out to let?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, and you will enjoy it.
And six other guys that are hitting just like him. Yeah,
you will enjoy it. But enjoy the day off tomorrow, everyone. Enjoy your day free of Pirates baseball, and we will all be back here on Friday to do this all over again.
Are they doing a NS9 live tonight?
Anthony? I imagine there's going to be NS9 live tomorrow. For the day off. So make sure you tune for the day off. And I don't know what's on the slate for that, but I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
It's just tomorrow.
I'm sure.
What are they going to talk about? Right? What are they going to talk about? Suckers. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us, guys.
Cole Tucker on the Angels. But thanks for tuning in, everyone. As always, I'm Neil. This is Doug. Hopefully next time we get sandwiches, but have a good night, everyone. And let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks.
Hey, you all, thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks. Oh,